You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. This is Dave Hodges, and I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, and we are, or at least we try to be, the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by some very special people that make this broadcast possible, and you're listening to one of those gentlemen right now, Steve Quayle, in his company Renaissance Precious Metals, converting soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals, where people who come out on the other side of a catastrophe are going to be a whole lot better off. We're also brought to you by Ready Made Resources, and I call my friend Bob Griswold. You heard Steve mention his name in the first hour. Anything you want to know about prepping? Bob is your guy. Go to readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. Look at what's there. Communication, night vision, he finances anything that's big ticket items. He is absolutely fantastic. Water filtration, everybody needs his water filtration. So I would go there, and the number for him, Bob, is online. I'll tell you the strength about Bob Griswold. He will consult with you. He doesn't charge a consultation fee. He'll start with you where you're at and tell you what you need. ReadyMadeResources.com. And then finally, we are also brought to you by Ted Brower's Health Masters. And I tell people, you know, you need food, gold, guns, water, and the whole regular thing. But you need medicine, too, but you can't stockpile pharmaceuticals, and I don't know that you even want to. Health Masters is where I go first when I have a health problem. Doug Hagman and I, we have championed our causes out here on the airwaves and talked about how Dr. Ted has helped us. Go to healthmasters.com for all your health care needs. You can stockpile natural health care. And if you get into a catastrophe like Steve and I are talking about, you're going to need to stockpile the food, the water, and certainly if you've got chronic conditions out there, some requiring antibiotics, you're going to need to do that. And these natural products are tremendous, no side effects. Go to healthmasters.com, use the coupon code 5COMMON to take 5% off. And again, just want to remind everybody, as a service to our audience, we are taking 4 weeks of storable food, reducing the price from $250 to $99, because I want no one to not have an excuse to at least have some protection. I know some of you can't afford 6 months or 2 years like I recommend. I know that. But this is a stopgap measure. And we've lowered the price to $99. I hope that you'll take advantage. Go to preparewithdave.com. Those are the good people who bring us this show here on this wonderful network on Global Star. And I also want to thank my friends over at Red State who pick us up over with our good friend Paul Preston. And, man, oh, man, my head is spinning, and I'm going on adrenaline right now, folks, and you can probably hear a little of that in my voice. But Steve and I have been exploring both the physical realm of the challenges we're facing and been really centering a lot on the spiritual realm and, for lack of a better term, my term, not Steve's, demonic entities of some sorts that are coming against us, particularly if you're a Christian. And, Steve, my concern is this, and I'd like to get an answer to this from you, and I think I know the answer, but I think when fighting breaks out and the crackdown in the country comes, I mean, it's either going to be martial law or civil war or opposing martial law, and I think it's going to come simultaneous to the war, are Christians going to be the most targeted group, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're facing what I would call this, that I'm going to put up, okay? I'm going to put up Brother Bob's vision, I want to say this. It was given, Dave, 7 years ago this month. I don't know the exact date, but I think we're within a couple days of it. And it was so specific and so, how should I say this, I don't know, the degree that the world hates the Christians, the devil's full fury is going to be poured out on Christians. And, you know, when the Mayock report, Missouri's report, and all of the DHS reports on who's at the top of the list, by the way, Christians are not welcome in the New World Order, okay? It was, David Spangler, I think, that basically made the statement, no one's going to enter into the New World Order without a Luciferic initiation.
Well, I'll translate correct, that. Spangler.
Yes, and I want to share something. I want people to go to my website, stevequayle.com, and I want them to look at the new book cover of my new book coming out in June called Terminated, The End of Man is Here. And on the headstones, basically I'll describe it for people that may not have a be able to get the computer right now, but it's got a metallic sinister robot, and he's holding a human skull, and a laser is reading the micro implant that obviously is under the skin. And the headstones say this, Dave, rest in peace. Here lies the human race who refused to recognize their end when it stared them in the face. I want to say that again. Here lies the human race who refused to recognize their end when it stared them in the face. Some of the most important things, the concepts that I can even tell people, you know, like I said, 25 years ago, I was writing about today's headlines. Now I got to give them tomorrow's headlines. And I said, Lord, help me to really be as focused as it's possible for me, given my, you know, weird way of, I commend those of you who are linear. God help me to be so. But the point, and I mean, that's a genuine compliment. But how do you say in a two-hour broadcast, you know, 25 years, get ready. So Terminated, The End of Man is Here. It's on my front, and I want people to read it because I have DNA defiled, fallen angel corruption of the human genome, vaccinations, genetic destruction through injection, okay? And then if people don't understand that the greatest minds, losing control, the dangers of killer robots, this is on the back cover, artificial intelligence, the weapon of the next Cold War. Vladimir Putin warned about it. I got news for you. Our mainstream press doesn't even get the fact that they're already automatons. Remember that story that came out on the 200 headlines or the 200 different stations that had the exact same headlines?
Yes.
So at this point, you know, we're seeing the ban, if you will, the ban on Christians already going in. Because look, you can say anything about Islam you want. You can praise Allah. You can blow stuff up. You can, you know, kill, you know, men, women, and children, stone, burn, you know, behead, and that's just, you know, it's always hushed up. You talk about Jesus, and Jesus said this, he hated me without a cause. They hated me without a cause. So if people want to get that book, they can pre-order it, save $10. It's 400 pages. I mean, it's, can I say this? I don't know if it's my swan song, but I do know this. It's the herald call to explain to people how it's all designed to destroy the last seed of humanity. And someone said this, you know, that they don't get it, okay? Now, some Christians are embracing transhumanism. Well, those are carnal Christians because they believe that somehow God just leaves it us, that God leaves it up to us to use the technology of the day to make ourselves better and to help people for humanitarian reasons. You know, and here's what Jesus declared. You know, in Matthew 24:22, and I'm just, you know, this is off the back of my book, Jesus stated, if God didn't shorten the days, there would be no flesh left alive. But for the elect's sake, those redeemed by faith in him, these days will be shortened. Transhumanism, singularity, and demonically infused killer robots will be the last onslaught of Satan to destroy every human being, but he will not succeed. Jesus said he's going to try it, but he's not going to succeed. So, what I'm saying in this book, okay, that humanity is on the brink of extinction. Now, remember, someone says that's too hard to embrace. Well, the only people that were kept alive in Noah's day were Noah, his wife, and sons, and their wives. In other words, 8 people. Now, were there other entities on the Earth? There probably were, whether they're underground, underwater, or, on the planets. But I'm only talking about the seed of Adam and Eve being saved. And now what the fallen angels did both before the flood of Noah in Genesis 6, there were giants in those days, and after those days, after the flood, the idea simply is this: through genetic engineering and through the reconstituting of, if you will, foreign DNA from the giants, keep in mind, giants are not just people suffering from acromegaly or a pituitary disease. They are the function of a supernatural life force, combining with the human life force that God created us and producing hybrids. And in Genesis, God's very clear and specific that everything is after its kind. So the important thing that I want people to understand is this, is that the human race has come to the point of no flesh being left alive. And, we're now talking about and seeing, by the way, I don't know if you've seen, I don't know even Todd, if you've seen today, but they're showing creatures from Argentina that defy description. From in the Middle East, they're showing, I don't know that it's real, I just see it, but somebody's talking in Arabic, and they show, if you will, almost a down dragon on the ground. So the point, I guess, that I'm trying to make is whether it's real or not, men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of looking after the earth, after those things coming upon the earth. Now, at the heart of transhumanism, Dave, is the promise, you'll not die. And Zoltan Isfahan, who's one of the most famous transhumanists in the world, says, at the heart of it, all transhumanists don't want to die. I'm paraphrasing. They want to live forever. So where have you heard that? Satan said to Eve, "Ye shall not surely die." So terminated, the end of man is here. It brings me to the conference. This conference in Branson, Missouri, September 14th, 15th, 16th, you, Dave, will be there. I mean, you've said you'll come, and obviously as our guest. But the point is, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, you'll get to meet Dave, but there are so few out there in radio land that are pouring their hearts into this, and obviously we could tell you stories and you'd think we'd just be making them up, so I don't even go into any detail about who wants to, kill me now or who's tracking you now, Dave, or anything. We just have to be about our Father's business. But the Branson Conference is sold out 2 months before it started. This one appears is going to be selling out by 4 months. We're two-thirds down already, meaning we've already got people, registering for the conference. The place holds 3,000 people, and I know people wait till the last minute, so please, ladies and gentlemen, go on my website, stevequayle.com, look at the Transhumanism Conference information. You can't miss it. It's on the top right-hand side. And, get your membership now. The book Terminated, The End of Man, is here. I'm shooting for June 15th. But like I say, every time I think I've written the final chapter, it's a final chapter plus, because the information's out there. For instance, okay, why is DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, why are they making, you're going to love this, they're making robotic bats to turn loose in all the caverns of the earth for surveillance. I want people to hear me again, okay? And they call it, you ready for this? Animal-carried compact exploitation and exfiltration system for subterranean structures. Another project, revolutionizing subterranean mapping and navigation. Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming up on the earth. Then they're talking about basically all forms of, if you will, three-dimensional radar slam imaging, and you'll love these words, octagonal beam-forming array system. And they go into so many details, subterranean this, subterranean that. In essence, I can tell you this, of a 24-page document, bat robot for stealth subterranean mapping and navigation. They also have hummingbirds. A little birdie told them. Hover map, drone autonomy and mapping payload of subterranean applications. Now you're going to love this. Autonomous legged robots for underground sensing and manipulation. What are they looking for? Well, I believe they have, if you will, knowledge of a lot of stuff, but as one general said, we don't know everything. We want to know everything, but we're aware we can never know everything. How about an inertial navigation system that does 3D mapping from tunnel image sequences? Obviously, I'm reading this stuff for your listeners. Or underground coherent imaging fleet. I mean, it goes on and on. You're going to love this. Distributed subterranean tunnel sensing. They also know that there's going to be massive earth changes. And it's my contention, Dave, that when the earth changes happen, the great quakes, the great volcanoes, we haven't seen them yet. We're seeing volcanoes, major volcanoes. We're seeing major earthquakes. But we have not seen the great volcanoes and the great earthquakes yet. So when we're dealing with rapid deployment of multi-sized autonomous UGV platforms, they call it ghost robotics, we're dealing with insects, we're dealing with everything. It's amazing to me, and here's the one I like the most, humanoid robots for subterranean access and operations. What are they going after? Who are they worried about? Because even though I've talked to and I've reported on this on the different show, Todd obviously has been my producer for 25 years when I was on, or close to that amount of time, when I was on talk radio, you know, every night, sometimes I think 3 hours a night we started with. But the idea of all this stuff is now accelerating to a pace where you just got to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, this is where I can take it. And then my last chapter, I'll say, as of, you know, May 31st, this is the most open source stuff. Now, the open source stuff can't even compare to the closed source stuff. Let me give you an example. Imagine finding the DNA of anybody from antiquity. For let's take Gilgamesh. Half God, half man, the Gilgamesh epic, the oldest poem known in history. And let's say that they have, and I've been told this, so I'm not even making this part up. Let's say they have extractable DNA. There are 37 trillion cells in the human body. You multiply that times 100, 37 trillion times 100, I mean, you're getting up in the quadrillion realm, and each strand of DNA's memory capacity is, pun intended, astronomical. Imagine being able to access that, Dave. Imagine being able to put it on a screen and literally see what the possessor of the DNA saw, to literally hear what he heard. Because at the end of the day, all matter is energy. At the end of the day, obviously, we have a marvelously created, if you will, in the image and likeness of God before the fall of man, capabilities and skills that most people don't even know exist. How did Adam how was he smart enough to simply name everything? And I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. I forget how many species. I looked that number up, but it's substantial. And be able to name every animal species, every insect species, every fish, everything. Well, the answer to that is because he was creating the image and likeness of God, he had access to that knowledge that God made available to him. So the point is in all this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish that point. Okay.
The point is in all this is that the idea of, I'll close it up with this, on this part of it, the idea of transhumanism, the idea of singularity, men and machines, and the idea of spiritual machines. Yeah, there are spiritual machines. Imagine any of the artificial constructs built by anybody becoming demon-possessed, and there you have the world's ultimate nightmare.
Well, I've been chopping at the bit here. You were going down this path of surveillance inside caverns and caves. And this is something that I know about from two sources. I'll focus on the one source. When I was just getting started in the media and I was fighting my property rights battle against John McCain, I came across one of my neighbors out here. We're all spread out over 2,000 square miles. But my neighbors out here, some pretty remarkable people, but one guy in particular, his brother, works for DHS. And his job, now this is going back to about 04, 05. His job was to go around and find previously created entryways, caverns and tunnels that looked inauspicious from the outside, but they would connect to a vast tunnel system underground. And they felt that this is where, quote, refugees would run to when they were being pursued. And I asked him about a year after that. I said, why don't you ever tell me who these refugees are? He said, they're us, Dave. They're Christians. DHS put into plan a way to pursue using artificial intelligence and robotics to hunt down Christians and put them in FEMA camps. Now, I happen to be writing a book on FEMA camps right now, and some of the things you just mentioned are going into my book. You want to talk about synchronicity? And the late Josh Coy, talk show host from Alabama, and I did a show together on this about 3 years ago where the same thing was going on, neighbors reporting what was happening in the North Woods of Alabama, 2 hours from where Josh was broadcasting at the time. So, Steve, I've been down this road, and I want to verify what you're saying. I've heard about this now for 14 years.
Well, I think it's obviously that in the mouth of two witnesses, let every word be established, okay? And, Dave, I'm sending you that so you can see it, you know. But the technology is, listen, they want to hunt us, track us, kill us. And the good news is, I want every Christian that loves Jesus out there to know this. God will fight for you. God will lead and direct you. You start praying now that you are becoming so tuned to his voice. If he says, go now, you go now. And go knowing this, that just as Abraham, you know, went trusting God into a land he wasn't familiar with, the day will come where no Christian will be able to maintain their, if you will, presence as a Christian in the New World Order. And I think that that's the most important point that you just brought up, Dave, about hunting the Christians down. And also, I think it's important to put into context, even though these guys fight, they fight amongst themselves, the different black, when I say black ops, groops of military that most people don't even know exist. When they fight this stuff, they fight what they know. They fight what they're familiar with. And at all times, they're encountering new species of it, you know. They're encountering new evil entities. One general told me this, and his nickname, I named it 357 SIG because he likes that caliber. It's kind of a 40 caliber hybrid, same diameter. The thing that's interesting is that he said, Steve, you want to know what kind of stuff we fight on a Little League basis? He said, go watch the movie The Cave and Descent, okay? Now, I'm not recommending anybody watch it, especially anybody who's like, I'm just telling you, okay? Probably two of the most troubling films because basically cavers go into different areas of the earth. It's kind of like even Jules Verne, you know, Journey to the Center of the Earth. But the point is that there is something about hell. There is something about entities that are underground. Obviously, every if you will, organized religion in the world, even native tribes in the most sparsely located positions of the world geographically, they believe that their evil was in the center of the earth. So the point I'm trying to make is that if you take this in the context of what I'm saying and you're saying combined, that's why men's hearts will fail them for fear, because just as the Roman Christians had to flee to the catacombs, they didn't have to flee from robotic autonomous killing machines. They didn't have to flee from bats that were, they look like bats, but when they flap their little wings in a certain way, they blow up microcharges. You saw that probably demonstration on YouTube. So this is, how do, Dave, I have a question for you. What if World War III pending, and but by the way, this isn't the theatrics for World War III, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a theatrical broadcast. This, what you're seeing with Russia moving all their military equipment, Russia will make their stand in Syria for all the reasons they will. When General Wesley Clark talked about Iran would be next, Iran knows the plan. Russia knows the plan. I love my country that was. I don't even know what's become of it right now. I don't. Because again, we're fighting for the truth, and it's a dangerous, well, I think I said it this way, in a kingdom of lies, telling the truth is dangerous. Another guy said it the right way, I just parroted what he said, only, you know, what is it, in a nation of lies, telling the truth is criminal offense or something? So
it's a revolutionary act, right?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm trying to think of. Now, slow down, Steve. The point, Dave, what you just said, thank God for tonight's broadcast, because, look, here's the deal. The people had better know this. You're going off the air at some point. I'm going off the air at some point. The people that have warned and warned and warned, obviously, outside the grace of God, we know the target's on our back. And please, go look at my Terminated, The End of Man is Here. As I look at the red crosshair on the word terminated, I chose that image for a reason, okay? But remember this, there is no place in the Old Testament or New where God did not give his people the victory as long as they sought him for it. And there's no place apart from God that his people ever achieve victory. So I'm telling you this, the good news is this, this isn't about scaring anybody of anything. It's basically telling people that, look, we have to get to the point we realize the lateness of the hour, and we also have to understand that we are at the point now where everything is in motion to destroy us, and that's where we're at. So what we're trying to do is get people to understand, yes, there is an Illuminati, yes, there are world bankers, yes, there are globalists, yes, there are Jews who call themselves Jews that are not, yes, in the president's own family tree there are those who are practicing ritualistic Kabbalistic magic, yes, there are people that are cursing him, yes, there are witches gathering together to do curses, that yes, there are quote claim Christians gathering together to curse me, and I rebuke the curses again in Jesus' name. May they return sevenfold unto the sender. But at the end of the day, the people have got to understand that they have got to eat. The price of admission to the New World Order will be everything you own, but more importantly, your eternal soul. And that's the devil. That's what he wants humanity to pay for, their soul. And blessed be the name of the living God who delivers us from all our enemies.
Now, I heard this story in 1993. And it was right back to the late Art Bell, may God rest his soul, and I hope Art found God. But I have a friend named Vance Davis, who was former NSA. I heard him on Art Bell show. It was the first time I ever heard Art's show. I stumbled on it by accident. And Vance was saying things that coincided with what I knew to be true about stuff like the secret space program because of my father's involvement, and I had not gone public because my parents or my mother was still alive and she'd have forfeited his pension and all that, but I would have broken any security protocols. But I did reach out to Vance, and we started a 25-year friendship we still have today. And here's what he told me, Steve. He didn't call it transhumanism. The word wasn't around then in popularity. He said, there's been a war out in the cosmos. This is part of my NSA training. And that the bad guys are after the human soul. They can't crack the soul, so they're trying to destroy the human by creating something other than what a human being is under satanic control. And he said it's going to be robotics and computers and things that yet have not been fully developed and invented. But this is what we're told. And he said DARPA is at the head of developing all of this. I heard this in 1993. And I walked away thinking, this guy's real rational and sane, except in this one area. And now I'm thinking this was the most important revelation he ever made to me. Steve, this stuff, I've heard it for 25 years. And when you see this or say these things, it rings true in my soul. You're absolutely right. This is the destruction of humanity as we know it. I don't think they can get the soul, but they can destroy the human being.
Well, here's the thing. We have protection. God didn't send his only begotten son to die for Steve Quayle's sin and everybody else's sin of the world and put upon Jesus. Listen, when Jesus was on the cross, the most remarkable understanding that God in his revelation has ever given to me, okay, which I give to everybody else, but he gives to me, is that Jesus not only took all of my sins, those who had come to him, but the sin of the world. Every single composite memory. We're talking about one human being having 37 trillion cells. We're talking about time strands of DNA 100 times 37 trillion. And right, all of everybody's emotional experience, their visible experience, their audio experience, their emotional experience, everything Jesus took upon himself. I tell you what, Dave, my mind, my cerebral cortex, I said, Lord, I don't know how to encompass that, but when he hung between heaven and earth, taking on himself the sin of the world, and to my knowledge, no one has ever preached this, because I believe it was released for this specific time, and he bore our griefs and our sorrows, and I wrote a book called Tears, An Ocean of Emotion, and in that, it dawned to me in the shower, this is important, Dave, that the tear is like a DNA storage medium. Your tears are as unique to you, Dave Hodges, Todd, as to you, to me, and they contain all of our memories, our collective memories. When the righteous are saved by the blood of Jesus, they cry no more, because God has stored up the tears, and they're poured out on the altar before heaven. And that means everybody's emotional life who has come to know the Lord Jesus, everything is offered up to God as a testimony to the greatness, the majesty, the magnitude of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that should blow everybody's mind. Not so with the damned. Just as the tears are the memories for the righteous, and weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, the scripture says, the righteous don't cry anymore forever. There's everlasting joy. But to the damned, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the weeping in hell does not quench the thirst of the soul. But the weeping in hell is a perpetual reminder for eternity of all the emotions, everything, including the day when the people were given the chance to accept Jesus and didn't. So imagine this. Imagine a data dump, a hard drive, if you will, of your total life. And that data dump and that data dump is like an image before your mind. Every hurt, every disappointment, everything. You've got the choice. You can allow Jesus to take it and put it under the blood, or you can carry it into hell in eternity. People say, I don't want to hear about hell. I don't believe in hell. Isn't it interesting that Satanists believe in hell? That, witchcraft believes, and they believe there will be a kingdom for them. But I can tell you this, there's no ruling and reigning in hell. There's only eternal damnation, where the Bible says there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Notice this, hell has weeping and gnashing of teeth? Huh, there's teeth in hell. But in heaven, joy everlasting forevermore. So see, I'll try and say this nicely. The greatest failure in Christianity is a failure to present the magnificence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the magnificence of his greatest salvation, and that's why God says, do you not understand the great gift I've offered to you? And to the people say, I don't want it, I want you to reconsider. Dave, there are people listening to us tonight all over the world. And this may be the last time, but tonight, after we're off the air, take it. Say, Lord, are you real? I know there are people emailing me from all over the world right now, and I send them prayers, or I tell them I will get back to you, or I send them something telling them, look, God loves you. The greatest, three words in the world are Jesus loves you, in my opinion. Because in that statement, it identifies Jesus. It identifies something so foreign to mankind, God's love, and it identifies a personal, encounter with the love of God. So, Dave, we're trying to warn, and I feel like even tonight, I feel when I see those ships going in, going through the Bosphorus with all the military equipment and stuff, going into Syria, when I see all of the, quote, serious, pun intended, ramifications, it astonishes me. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but the Syrians are claiming, the ambassador, that they're fighting our super soldiers in Syria now, and that they've killed some. Did you see that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. We'll talk about this stuff, and they think that somehow you and I, are tripping on microdoses of LSD. Don't use this stuff. But here's the thing. The Assyrians that basically, and thanks for this, Dave, he's reminding me to tell everyone about this. I put it up on my website. But that the Assyrians are fighting genetically modified soldiers at the United Nations ambassador, and he talked about it. And in 2016, they talked about it too. And the ambassador said in the UN that they have killed these things, THINGS. things. So the point that is critical is that, you know, men's heart will fail them for looking after those things coming upon the earth. You don't have to be afraid of Jesus. And I will tell everybody this. Some of you have sent me emails wanting to, send you, or you want me to send you Brother Bob's vision. And I will do that. And I'm sending it, Dave, right after the show because you can't read because you've got another hour going on. But the point is, I think it's really important that people, I want to share this, Dave. They have to pray before they read it. It is that disturbing, okay? I know Al Cuppett. Al Cuppett is Mr. C. Brother Bob has been right on. Brother Bob is a gifted, godly man. He is a consistent practitioner of prayer and fasting, and he is, what can I say? He gave the most profound vision, if you will, word that I believe has been given to the 20th century concerning what the warfare is like against the Christians coming up. So as you and I are on your show tonight, and it is, what, the 15th of April, this is probably one of the most critical subject matters that everything DARPA is defense in this area, they want to hunt you down, Christian. Why do you think they want to read your mind? And by the way, I got an email from somebody asking me if I had heard about the new guillotines with facial recognition hooked in so that they don't behead the wrong people. Now, that was a new one for me. How about you, Dave?
I have not heard that. I'm not surprised. I mean, no. Given what I know. No. I want to share this with you, Steve. My wife and I went to service last night at a church we go to. And you know my disdain for organized religion, but sometimes I still need to go have the Spirit filled. And this was actually quite good. It's a multi-part series, Knowing the Will of God for Your Life. And they get into the providential, the moral, the personal, and biblical scriptures tied in. And very, very biblical. I was very impressed. And I walked out, and I don't have these experiences often where I just say, I know what I got to do. And I told my wife, I said, and this is something that I'm going to share here on the air. I don't know how long I'm going to be behind the microphone, how long I'm going to be writing for the Common Sense Show, because I was given a clear message in the midst of that message of knowing God's will for your life, helping you discover what you're going to be doing, is I'm going to be forced to leave the country. I already know where I'm going. It came to me in a flash. I know the reasons I'm leaving. And obviously, for security reasons, I'm not going to broadcast that here. And I don't know the time frame. That is the one unknown. But Steve, I will be departing at some time. But I will tell you this. I had a clear feeling I'll be coming back. I'll be coming back to the point of origin from which I left. And this is where I tell people, you need right now, if for no other reason other than saving your soul, to seek the will of Christ. You need to let God into your life, because God will protect you. If you are one of the flock, you will be given messages like this, and you'll be told what you need to be doing.
Well, I think that the safest place, you know, I mean, I sent my store operations manager, CEO, to Chile because I couldn't get away, and he came back, and he's a very bright man, and I thank God for him. I sent Daryl down there, and he met with some people that have moved down there. I'll tell everybody this, because I had made the statement I was going to move. I looked at Costa Rica. I looked at Panama. I looked at Chile. I looked at, good night. I even think I was looking at Montenegro, and I thought because Hungary stands as so, in my opinion, pro-Christian, looking at Hungary. And then I decided that this, Dave, after, and you do what God tells you to do. I tell everybody, what's right for me, it's wrong for me to tell everybody to do what I'm going to do. But at this point, I believe that God wants me to stay. And, you know, I mean, I can't tell you the sleepless nights. And by the way, most of my nights are minimal sleep. And people say, well, you don't know what you're doing to your body. Well, I do know, but I also know that I'm called to do what I do. And the Bible does say, watchmen, give your eyes no sleep. I ask the Lord to multiply it. But we all need to know where to go. I will say this, and I've said this publicly. We will all be, if we're obedient to the Lord, we will be banned from the world system. We won't be able to buy, rent, sell, or trade. That means mortgages. It means everything that we now own will be taken from us if we want to follow Lord. I don't know if that's next week, next month, next year. My guess is a couple years. But the fact that Christians send me emails, and boy, you know, if you think Elon Musk can get into space fast with a Tesla, you know, I can think of other cars I'd like to get into space with, but the point is, I mean, literally, the idea is simply this, that we absolutely must obey God for our individual lives and not mind anybody else's business. I can't tell you how many people want me to tell them about your life. I basically, or maybe it happens to you, but I basically say, Dave is his own man. He's got his responsibility. And you know what? Jesus dealt with this way. When Peter came to Jesus and asked Jesus what he's going to do with John, and basically Jesus said to Peter, what is that to you, Peter, if we would quit minding everybody else's business and start minding the Lord's business, the world would be changed. You know, that's why, turn your eyes upon Jesus. I tell everybody, Dave, I've said this for years, I say it every time I can, take everything I say to the Lord in prayer. And I think that this, I do not believe I have written ever anything more mind-blowing. It's not because I've written it. It's because it's a future glimpse to help people to get prepared. Knowledge is power. God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. His people perish. That means they die. That means they come to an early death because they do not discern the Lord's body. They don't get it. By the grace of God, those of us who he allows to get some things, we're to share them. And I'll leave you, you know, a great statement that the Lord posed to my heart. And he said this to me. I've said this on so many radio shows, but he said, Steve, if I were to take those who confess me before men, and only those who confess me before men, well, I confess before my Father, how many people do you think there'd be? And I had a right answer, Dave. I said, only you know, Lord. I pray for the day that more are not ashamed of you, Jesus. The silence and the, how should I say this, the failure of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be parsed upon, or, you know, spoken upon the lips of his followers, I think is so bloody sad. And I basically still to this day have a hard time with it. I do. I'm sorry. I
understand. Yeah, I'm right there with you. By the way, back to my, I don't know what you'll call it, my feeling. I'm not leaving for myself, and I probably should have mentioned this. It was made real clear to me I had to leave to protect someone close to me. And so, yeah, Steve, left to my own device, I'd stay here and tough it out and do what I have to do. But that's something, and I know I have some time because I know some time frames of what I was shown. And so I have a sense, but I don't have an exact time frame. But I'm telling you, Steve, there's going to be a lot of us who are going to have to go into hiding. There's going to be a lot of us that are going to have to flee. Because you're right, we are shunned by the world system. It's already happening. Social media. Put something up about Jesus Christ on YouTube and see how long it is until they demonetize it or take it down.
They hated Jesus without a cause. They'll hate us without a cause. The difference is that they want to wipe out. Here's the thing that I don't think people get. They don't just want to wipe out the name of Jesus, which they can't. They'll try, but they can't. They want to wipe out every last man, woman, and child who is genetically a human. They want to insert something in place of the human. That's what a transhuman is, an H+, human plus. They want to do away with it. And all of and demons, you know, a demon is a disembodied spirit. The daimonizomai in Greek means disembodied. If something is disembodied, it had to be embodied. So the point is that as these demons are loosed from the, if you will, the prisons that God kept them in for the sake of mankind, and now mankind has totally abandoned him and opening up under their fallen authority, opening up all the gates of hell, then all I can say is this, they better get used to understanding the difference. A fallen angel is not a demon. I'm sorry. I don't care what, who says what, where. For that, the Bible, Jesus said when the unclean spirit, obviously he's talking about a demon, when the unclean spirit goes out. And obviously we saw the Gadarene demoniac, you know, delivered of 1,000 demons. They asked Jesus to send them in the pigs, and the pigs run off the cliff and, you know, commit suicide. If you understand that whole thing from a Middle Eastern perspective, it's incredibly ironic. But the point being is that they said to Jesus, have you come to torment us for our time? So they have a reference to time. They have self-awareness. They know who he is, and he suffered them not to speak. That's what the scripture says. So, Dave, you know, here's the thing. I pray that people understand what they get. One thing tonight from this show, two things. All technology that is, it doesn't matter if it's Faces of Death book, it doesn't matter if it's Twitter, it doesn't matter if it's Google, look up the definition of Google, and you'll basically, they're taking unto themselves almost the same word as infinity. The point being is that they want to have total control. And as one very evil rich guy once told me, he said, it's not about money, Steve, it's about power. It's about deciding who lives and who dies. I said, oh, so you guys want to be God? And he basically said, no, we serve God, little g, Satan. It's you guys that we hate. And by the way, that man died a horrible death. It's sad. I tried to lead him to Jesus, and I watched him weep, literally weep, and he could not repent. He was that evil. He wanted to, but he couldn't. Oh, people listening, take this to heaven. If you don't know Jesus, you're living like hell. Hey, I live like hell, and God redeemed me out of that. And I tell people, I'm a poster child for grace. If God can forgive me, he has. If God can take somebody who is wretched as there was and tell others about the marvelous forgiveness I found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And as he's done it for me, I share it with you. Then don't be ashamed of Jesus, please. Don't be ashamed. Those of you who are redeemed by his blood, do not forsake him. He will not forsake you.
No, that's absolutely true. But trying to convince humanity of it that still wants to go on their own volition, that's an issue. Steve, in the time we have left, a few minutes we have left, anything close to your heart that we haven't said? And let me mention this too. If you're just joining us, and you're saying, man, what preceded this? Let me tell you what we're going to do here. Technology willing, because sometimes we get sabotaged. We're going to produce these 2 hours right after we go off the air tonight. And in early morning, it'll be ready, hopefully, from our YouTube channel onto the website, thecommonsenseshow.com. I'm going to share this with Steve and his website. And from there, it'll go literally out to about 1,500 sites. You will have full access, and I'm going to go through and I'm going to catalog the highlights of what we've talked about too, so you kind of have an idea of what to look and listen for, because I think in a lot of the things that Steve has talked about tonight in this interview, it may require some contemplation. This isn't something I think you just got to push play and you listen to it all the way through. There's things to reconsider. But anyway, Steve, before we leave, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes. What do you really want people to leave with tonight in the midst of this world crisis of both spirituality crisis and real life crisis? What should people know?
Well, I'm quoting two scriptures, and I got to tell you something, Dave. There are things that truly do frighten me, and I'd be a liar to say otherwise. But when something begins to scare me, I start quoting, at the times I am afraid, I trust in thee, O Lord. That's what I say to myself. I quote the Psalms and the scriptures. I also basically turn my eyes upon Jesus, and the scripture I love is, he, the living God, is able to keep me in perfect peace as my mind is stayed upon him. Now, my mind goes really quick. I wish my mouth could keep up in a consistent linear manner, but it can't. It's the way I'm built or whatever. The point being is that we now are at a point in history where it is possible to no longer, forgive me, it's no longer possible to be a spectator. You must be an active participant in withstanding evil. If it costs us our life, so be it. And God knows that when it costs a Christian their life, it's usually so some other life doesn't have to spend eternity in hell. And my prayer for you, Dave Hodges, my prayer for all of us on talk radio that still know what the truth is, not as our truth, but as all truth. And by the way, I will be on Coast to Coast on Tuesday night for the first 2 hours. I think it's going to be a very, very powerful show. And I would tell people this. I believe that for a time like this, I believe that the True Legends Conference, this isn't a commercial pitch, it's a real pitch, is timed accordingly. September, it will happen. It is timed to basically impart to the people of God that will be able to attend it or order the DVDs or whatever, you know, to get this thing grasped in such a way. We've got Hugo de Garis, the Ardalec War, one of the most brilliant men in the world, one of the most brilliant men in the world being there. And we've got Tom Horn, and everybody obviously is familiar with Tom. Tim Alberino will be there. David Knight from InfoWars. And most people don't understand the depth that David Knight has in the whole transhumanism realm, because he's one of the very first men to interview Hugo de Garis. It's coming from the Far East. So to be able to have this group of men, and there are some people that will be there that are talk radio show hosts like Dave Hodges. I believe that Paul Bagley's going to be there, I believe, as guests, not as speakers. And because what we do, Dave, differently at this conference is we focus on the theme and try and get the people that God tells us to stay focused. We don't have 12, we don't have 24 speakers, we have 6 primary speakers. And believe me, from the response we got last year, this will be something that I think will be an anointing. People absolutely left rejoicing, not only with the knowledge, but there was such a wonderful spirit of the living God there that lives were transformed. So ladies and gentlemen, go on the True Legends, the conference, Transhumanism, the Hybrid Age. It's on the top right-hand corner of my website. Click on it and get your ticket, because I get yelled at, Dave. When this thing sells out months in advance, I will get yelled at. Well, why didn't you get a bigger space? There was no bigger space in Branson.
I know, I hear you. Well, Steve, we're just about out of time, and I can't wait for your book to come out in June. I definitely want to spend some time interviewing you on that. And also, too, I certainly open invitation to bring anybody on connected to the conference. And, of course, you're always welcome back as well, my friend. And I want to thank you for taking time out to be with us here on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you so much, Dave. God bless you. God bless everyone. And be of good courage, because Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And he is close to those who call upon his name. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Steve. Same to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Steve Quayle, ladies and gentlemen, one of a kind. And I would encourage you to heed his warning. Come to the conference. I'd love to meet all of you. We'll be back in hour number 3 with Kathy Rubio and Paul Martin.